With the holidays comes the spirit of giving. But what if you could be in a community that offers the same kind of generosity year-round without expecting anything in return? WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more on the movement known as Buy Nothing.
It's just 1 square mile of Delaware County, but Lansdowne is home to more than 10,000 people and a thriving gift-giving economy with 1,400 members on Facebook. Buy Nothing Lansdowne is an offshoot of a growing nationwide internet campaign known as the Buy Nothing Project. The rules of participation are simple. As long as you live in Lansdowne, you may give, receive, lend, and borrow items or even acts of service for free. No strings attached. Seriously. Diane Ekternock's mother-in-law, a lifelong Lansdowne resident, recently passed away. Clearing out her home has been tough, but the Buy Nothing group has provided additional outlets where the items can go, like her neighbor, Anna Gavin, who happens to be a group administrator. Ekternock posted a give in the Facebook group, and Gavin responded with interest. Soon, they were face-to-face on a cold Thursday morning. Gavin receiving the benefit of some silk scarves and pencils, Ekternock receiving peace of mind.
I love my Buy Nothing community and wanted to see some of her items remain in Lansdowne. So that was, you know, definitely helpful for me.
Gifts and ask, as they're called in the group, can be as small as the scarves and pencils Gavin picked up to as grand as entire furniture sets and even refrigerators. They can also be practical, like a ride to the train station or even friends to bike with. While members of the group may come for the goods, Gavin says they stay for something completely different, connecting with their neighbors.
I lived here in Lansdowne for 15 years, and we knew our immediate neighbors. We didn't know them well. And then we had kids, and then we, you know, kind of saw some people who had kids, but again, we didn't really connect that much. And then I joined the Buy Nothing group.
The Buy Nothing project began in 2013. When best friends Liesl Clark and Rebecca Rockefeller noticed waves of plastics washing up onto the shores of Bainbridge Island, Washington. They diagnosed the problem as overconsumption and waste, or simply put, too much stuff. What started off as a neighborhood social experiment to limit buying and throwing away things quickly grew. Bainbridge Island would soon see several Buy Nothing groups pop up, Clark says.
It's a much more sort of sustainable way of being, but you are weaving this web of interconnectedness that becomes more and more sort of intricate, but more sort of fascinating over time because we come to know each other through our stuff.
Since then, the project has taken off in 44 countries with more than 4 million participants in 6,800 Buy Nothing groups, like the one in Lansdowne. From Upper Dublin in Doylestown to Mount Vernon in Mount Airy, Buy Nothing is expanding in this region. Colleen Johnson, a Buy Nothing Ambler Bluebell Lower Gwynedd, says that part of the benefit of being an administrator is being able to see the inner workings of other groups. That's where she saw her favorite thing gifted.
Someone's relative was going into hospice, and he wanted peanut butter Girl Scout cookies, and it wasn't Girl Scout season time, and one of my members had them in the freezer, and so I took them from her, and I drove it to her. And she brought it to her relative, so it was like a little train, but we were able to fulfill someone's last request and, you know, it didn't cost anybody anything.
Acts of generosity and gift-giving may have slowed down a bit early in the pandemic, but it brought out the best of Buy Nothing Lansdowne. Take mother and daughter duo, Jillian and Caroline Lancaster. Both are self-employed graphic designers. Caroline was bored, and her mom needed her help cleaning out her Lansdowne house. So, Caroline moved in. They soon found a way to leverage the generosity of Buy Nothing to assist the Lansdowne community. With the help of their neighbors, they fashioned their porch into a makeshift food pantry where people could drop off and pick up food. Caroline says there shouldn't be any shame in needing food, especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck. Ultimately, she believes that giving should be thought of as an act of service to the community.
And it's so nice to reframe giving instead of a reciprocal thing, like I'm giving you something to show you how I care about you. It's just kind of, you're my town, you know I love you, so let's take care of each other. Why not?
Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.